From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. People in the transgender community say it's often difficult to find affirming healthcare providers who respect their gender identity and help with transitioning. That can mean delayed care, not only for gender-related services, but for everyday medical needs. In Birmingham, a growing number of providers are reaching out to these patients. They hope to see expanded access to care for trans people throughout the state. We have this story from WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen.
When the Magic City Wellness Center opened in 2016, it was the first clinic in Alabama to openly advertise as LGBTQ friendly. Will Rayner is the director.
You know, I'm often asked sometimes, like, do you have to be gay to go there? And that's not what it is. But we wanted to make sure that we got the word out there and people knew that that's what we were all about.
And now the Wellness Center is expanding. Last month, it opened in a new, larger building in downtown Birmingham. The center offers primary care and services like counseling and HIV prevention. It also specializes in trans health care, offering hormone replacement therapy. Rayner says out of about 1,000 patients, roughly 400 are transgender.
That community in particular, we have become kind of, I'm not trying to sound cheesy, almost a little bit of a beacon.
Rayner says their trans patients come from all over Alabama and even surrounding states. 46-year-old Jasmine Parton transitioned about 4 years ago. She lives in Tuscaloosa, but travels to Birmingham for all her medical needs.
There's no place in Tuscaloosa that I could receive trans care. No place I could go get my hormones. No place I feel comfortable. Even now, if I go to the emergency room, they look at me like I'm an alien, like not human.
It can be a common experience, according to Ivy Hill with the Campaign for Southern Equality. It's a legal nonprofit that advocates for the LGBTQ community. Hill says for years, people have struggled to find trans health care in the South.
So a lot of the ways that people were finding doctors who would treat them with dignity and respect was through word of mouth.
To fill in the gaps, the Campaign for Southern Equality started publishing a medical resource guide for the trans community. But it can still be an uphill battle. Alabama was one of several states that recently proposed banning gender-affirming care for trans youth. The bill passed in the Senate this spring, but was postponed due to COVID-19. Despite the roadblocks, Hill says there has been progress, and awareness is key.
There are care providers in every town across the South who want to provide affirming care and don't know that they're able to.
Hill says it's about education, learning what kinds of questions to ask, and the importance of pronouns. Hill believes this should be part of routine medical training. In Birmingham, a growing number of providers are reaching out to the trans community. UAB Medicine now has a specialized gender health clinic that includes surgery. Another business recently started offering voice modification therapy. Toy Washington is with TAKE. It's a local nonprofit that connects trans people of color with services like housing and transportation. Washington says there are more resources now, but there needs to be more collaboration.
We all have different things and different areas that we focus on. And I do believe if we're able to be a three-pronged binder, we can do more.
She's also pushing for more support from city and state officials. At the Magic City Wellness Center, they're still putting the final touches together in the new building.
This will be the atrium. And eventually there's going to be furniture out here.
Director Will Rayner says with the bigger space, they've more than doubled their capacity. He says they hope to reach more patients because ultimately, everyone should feel comfortable getting the care that they need.
We've gotten people into care who have not been to the doctor in 10 to 15 years because of stigmas, nervous to communicate with a doctor who might not be affirming.
Rayner says things are moving in the right direction, and he hopes that it keeps getting better, not just in Birmingham, but throughout Alabama. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.